This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. You're invited. If you want to join us, you may do that. The toll-free number is 855-453, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And we do have the Discord on-air call-in line rooms. You're invited to join us on one of those if you like, and you'll sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with us. The Discord server is over at discord.lrn.fm, so feel free to hop on in there. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Nobody.
And Chris.
Yeah, and so welcome back to the program here. As Chris and I both happened to bring in independently. We never confer in advance about what we're going to talk about before, like 5 minutes before.
Yeah.
And so independently, the two of us brought in the exact same piece about Walmart coin. Yes, you heard it right. If you've been following the world of cryptocurrencies, you know that Facebook earlier this year, a few months ago, announced that they were going to be coming out with their own supposed cryptocurrency. And on Free Talk Live, we were skeptical of it, but it turns out they did release a white paper, and apparently it probably could be called a crypto, although it's a different sort of beast than other ones, but a little more centrally managed. Well, a lot more, probably, centrally managed, dependent on government currencies from around the world in the form of fiat money. So they're going to base the Facebook crypto on a what they call a basket of international currencies, as well as some supposed safe investments like deposits in banks or something like that. I don't know exactly how all that is going to work. I have not read the Facebook white paper, but it is out there. Well, I mean, the white paper's out there. The Facebook coin itself has not yet come out. It's not expected until sometime purportedly in early to mid-2020. But that got a lot of people talking, and for better, you know, to give people an excuse to talk about cryptocurrency. Bitcoin interest seemed to rise along with the news about the Facebook coin. So even though I'm not a big fan of Facebook, in fact, I don't think anyone in the studio is a big fan of Facebook. In fact, nobody.
I would like to know who is that you're thinking of might be a fan, because I don't see anybody here who is at all a fan.
Well, I mean, there's some people who still use it and they don't talk poorly about it.
In this room?
No, not here in this room, but on this radio show.
Fair enough.
So Mark Edge is still pretty active on Facebook. But nobody, I think you recently kind of gave up completely after...
Yeah, I haven't been on, except for creating an event for a court date, I haven't been on in, I'd say weeks.
When was the court date event? Was this the one from this week?
Yeah.
No, I don't think it got anybody to come out, did it?
No, it didn't.
Facebook.
I think everybody came out because of Telegram on that particular...
Yeah.
That one.
Pretty yeah, confident. I think so, too.
And for those that aren't familiar, that's what we talked about in some level of detail last night on the show. If you missed that, it was the first segment of our last night's program. But if I don't know if you had any other comments before we get into Walmart on or Walmart coin on that, since you were there yesterday, Chris, and you weren't here on the show last night. Nobody won in court yesterday.
I mean, all I have to say is that was just unbelievable. All three different...
it was two charges, right? Was it two charges or three?
Well, it was three charges from two different cases.
Ah, okay.
They had one that was driving on suspended registration and driving on suspended license.
Right, and the registration was legit because you had the car registered, or what was the...
Well, my registration actually was suspended,
uh-huh,
but I didn't know it. And the mental state on that charge is knowingly.
And they would have had to have proven that you knew it.
Right. And it was because my address was here in Keene on my driver's license, but at that time I was working for Murphy's Tap Room, mm-hmm, and I was crashing out in Manchester, so I hadn't been in Keene in months. So right. I literally just did not know.
And the only way they would be able to prove that you would have known something like that. So just to be clear, the car wasn't currently registered. That's why you got hit with driving while suspended. But you didn't know either the car was registered, you didn't know the car's registration status, nor did you know whether or not you were suspended, right? You didn't know either of those.
Exactly.
Things, right. And so,
interesting.
Because driving while suspended is normally a jailable offense. It's like a misdemeanor charge, I think, in New Hampshire. But most people probably not aware that knowingly is part of the thing they would have to prove. And since most people aren't willing to go to trial, they just take a plea deal on those charges. And then they end up getting, in jail for some amount of days or having to pay ridiculous fines. In your case, since you were willing to go to trial, they dropped the charges.
Yeah. Yeah. They didn't have the evidence to make their case out. And they finally recognized that.
Right, and they tried to cut a plea deal with you all the way right up to the very end, if I recall correctly.
Yep.
Yeah. I'm curious. So how did you end up having your license suspended? Was that a result of driving on a suspended registration?
No, my license was suspended due to not having my car inspected. And I had gotten tickets for not having my car inspected, and I hadn't paid them.
They take the car inspection thing
real serious. I'm trying to understand how they linked the car to you personally.
I was driving the car.
Okay, so that you were actually caught driving the car, and that's how you ended up with the suspension.
Yeah, and the car was also registered
under
my name
at the time.
Okay, so, right, but I mean, just because the car is not registered, it doesn't in and of itself seem to be... I wouldn't think that would be an issue.
Well, they take the inspection thing very seriously. Okay, so if you don't get the inspection, they will suspend your driving so-called privileges. Right, that's what happened, right?
Well,
I mean, that would only matter
for having no inspection and you don't pay the ticket,
then they will suspend you. I see. So are you all settled up? Just curious, are you all settled up with the DMV, or do you still owe them for those tickets?
I'm all settled up with the DMV. Okay. I think I'll call them. Well, I'll find out Monday when I go to get my new driver's license.
Right. So you're processing all this, Chris?
Yeah.
I'm just still running through this.
Yeah, I'm just trying to think. Like, okay, so how does it?
And then the other charge was some BS about you being on an ATV running from the police when you don't even know what they were talking about or where or anything.
They just arrested me for, walking well white, because apparently the description on the guy who fled on the ATV was a white guy. And they said I matched the description. They're not lying.
That's all they had, apparently.
But it's not enough to sustain the conviction.
Or even try to try.
White though I may be.
Definitely not in this area. What's it, like 98% white or something?
Yeah, it wasn't even enough for
it's
them
like
to bring...
a box of crackers are out here.
Right. It wasn't even... Not only was it enough, not enough to sustain a conviction, it wasn't even enough for them to bother taking it to trial. They had no case.
Yeah, but that didn't stop them from
charging you. Yeah,
I've driven out to Manchester many times about this. I got arrested on the disobeying an officer charge, which means there's a $40 fee to the bail commissioner. They put me through plenty for nothing.
That's right.
So the next
this was your win.
Yeah. Well, the next thing is to find out what I can do to them. And
that'd be nice.
So I'm trying to find out how to sue them for damages. I would like to, perhaps acting pro se, sue the Manchester Police Department. And
I would love for more of that to happen, where people can actually get some sort of so-called justice.
One of the things that's messed up in New Hampshire is that you have to pay $100 if you want, even though it was dropped, the charges were dropped against you, you would have to pay them $100 in order to clear your name from the arrest record.
Oh, yeah, to annul the arrest?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, even though...
What a scam.
Even though you were never convicted of anything.
Well, that's what Derek Jay is doing. He's trying to annul... He's actually trying to annul convictions, so he's going beyond that.
But not even the convictions. I'm talking about just being arrested, even though they never bring you to trial.
It's outrageous.
There's still an arrest record.
Outrageous.
Yeah. Well, of course, the thing you could do is sue the state of New Hampshire for libel. They're saying that I broke the law, and I
whether
didn't.
Or not they would have immunity from that.
I suspect that
question.
He would claim immunity.
But it would be interesting to watch it happen. The toll free number here is 855-450-FREE. If you want to join us, coming up, Walmart coin. We'll get into it on Free Talk Live.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
You know what sucks? Not being able to do whatever you want, whenever you want, within legal and ethical constraints, of course. Being stuck in a boring job or stressful business, or living in fear that your wife or girlfriend might get mad at you if you do what you want. I'm Caleb Jones, and my staff and I have taught hundreds of thousands of men how to create location-independent income and how to date women under your terms. Go to freelifeinfo.com to download 7 free books and podcasts, so you can live a life like this too.
Is oral health important to you? If you don't like your own teeth, fresh breath, or kissing people, then by all means, stop listening. Several years ago, I met Jessica Armand, founder and CEO of My Magic Mud, and I became passionate about the product that she created and never want to live without it. It's clinically proven to whiten teeth, but I find it does much more. They want you to love My Magic Mud as much as I do, so they're giving you a money-back guarantee plus 20% off. Go to MyMagicMud.com and use coupon code FTL20 at checkout. MyMagicMud.com, FTL20.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Age-related macular degeneration is a leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Warning! If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything that you want. We got the Walmart coin coming up here, plus some creepy Amazon Ring news, which apparently it's Amazon's doorbell camera product. And I know, Chris, you brought in a story about that. So we got all that on the way. Your calls and thoughts, of course, are also welcome. Our Discord server is open and available to you. If you want to call in there, go to discord.lrn.fm. That's discord.lrn.fm. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by Edge Wallet. I just used Edge Wallet tonight out at the local watering hole that takes cryptocurrency. Had a little late breakfast over there. Edge.app is where you can go, and of course, it's a great wallet. It's the one that I use more than any other, and that was true before they became a sponsor, a longtime user of Edge Wallet. In fact, I've been using their products all the way back to when they had a Bitcoin-only wallet that was called Airbits. In fact, they've been building wallets since 2014. You can secure your freedom with Edge, and you can buy, sell, trade, and securely hold cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin, BTC, Ethereum, various Ethereum tokens, Monero, Ripple, Stellar, Dash, Bitcoin Cash, now even Ravencoin over at edge.app. You can learn more or just download it for your iOS or Android device. You're in the studio tonight. You've got Ian.
Nobody.
And Chris.
So let's see. We were talking about Nobody, your criminal, so-called criminal charges, which had to do with driving, or your car registration status and some unpaid fines for an unregistered, unpaid fines for uninspected vehicle. All of these charges, plus a strange charge where they allege you ran from the police on an ATV, that you haven't had an ATV in your hands for many, many years. So
yeah, I rode one in Grafton like 10 years ago. That's the only time I've been on an ATV.
Yeah, at the time you were living in a city anyway, so I don't imagine there's a whole lot of
ATVs. It would have been funny if you had said, are you talking about 10 years ago?
Yeah,
like, when I was in Grafton, like 10 years ago?
Yeah. So they dropped all these charges yesterday. Chris, you and I had gone there.
Yeah.
We had two cameras set up. You had one on one side of the courtroom. I had mine on the other side. And you know that this almost never happens in this court, right? Like the fact that, let alone one camera being in the court, to have actually two, and I would say fairly nice cameras. We've got sort of the the larger, more impressive looking cameras. Like we don't have news style cameras, but we don't have like the teeny little camcorders. We're kind of like
prosumer cameras, $1,000, $1,500, something like that.
And also having knowledge of how to film in a courtroom, having obviously done it before.
Sure, the guy
that makes a difference.
The security agent there knows me by first name.
Right. And that's not even the town you live in.
Yeah, the guy got a kick out of actually the fact that we had two cameras.
Did he?
He didn't know that we were together. And so he was asking me, like, who am I with? And I'm like, yeah, freaking. It's like,
now, if they want to, they can restrict to what they call pool coverage.
Right, right.
But it's rare that actually happens. So, obviously, they didn't care.
It probably would have to be a situation where they have a lot, like a major, major...
Maybe so. Yeah, if there was more than a couple cameras that wanted to set up.
I mean, like, a bunch. I don't even know about that. Like, I'm thinking, like, you know, some sort of major famous person, you know, murderer or somebody or whatever in New Hampshire, and they have a case, and they've got, like, 1,000 reporters from all over the country. I suspect that's more along the lines of when that would happen.
I think in order to meet the public trial requirement, though, certainly if somebody wanted to be there and film on behalf of the defendant, I think they'd still kind of have to allow that to happen, but I don't know.
That's a good question. I think it's all up to the judge, basically. The judge can order one person to be the pool coverage person and says, look, I'm only going to let this one guy in, but you're under obligation, Mr. Camera Person, to give your footage to everybody else that wants a copy, basically.
Hmm.
That's how it works. So, congratulations, Nobody. You had your charges dropped. I just wanted to, you know, see if Chris had any extra thoughts, you know, about that situation.
I'm curious. Now, you had, some of those were misdemeanors and some of them were just violations, or?
Well, one was charged either as a Class B misdemeanor or a violation. That was the driving on suspended license.
Okay.
The other two were charged as Class A misdemeanors.
Okay.
And they're all gone now, which leaves, one more charge?
Yeah, I've got one more felony charge left. and also in Manchester, also, of course, from the period when my car was a vandalized police car, because that's what really caused all this. And that's for the Bedford arrest for being a felon in possession of a deadly weapon, in which the alleged deadly weapon is actually a machete, which isn't a weapon at all under New Hampshire law, unless you use it as one, threaten to use it as one, or intend to use it
as
one.
So, therefore, having it in your trunk is neither a threat or a use. And they would only be able to argue that you intended to use it.
Yeah, they would have to show intent. And I can't imagine anything that I could have done that could have convinced that that corrupt pig that I was going to kill somebody with that machete.
Have you ever attempted to kill anybody?
I've never. Not very hard. I've gotten into some knockdown, drag-out fights, but generally when they stop fighting, I'll go away.
That doesn't sound like you ever tried to kill anybody.
You and Curtis did have a duel one time, if I recall correctly.
Yeah, I didn't try to kill him.
And it wasn't a machete.
But was it a duel to the death, or was it just a duel?
I think it was a bare fist.
Yeah, it was a bare fight. Fist.
Pretty sure that's not a...
To the point of somebody getting up.
Yeah, if they have no way to even show that you've ever been violent to some, like, another human being, right? Like,
right, his felony was for selling weed,
right?
Reported acid.
Which, I might, chop down a pot plant with a machete. That's not outside the realm of things I might do, but...
Which on its own would be a felony, likely.
Watch it, that might be something paraphernalia now.
That would be manufacturing.
Yeah, really.
That would be manufacturing. If they caught him chopping down a pot plant, they'd probably get him for manufacturing cannabis.
Yeah, maybe.
Which is a felony on its own.
I wasn't manufacturing it, I was killing it.
So if you want to join us here, you can do that. The toll-free number is 855-453. We got more coming up about the police, specifically surrounding this Amazon Ring, this doorbell camera technology out there. But also, and speaking of marijuana, according to Forbes magazine, right now we have the most marijuana-friendly Congress in the history of the United States. So there's a lot of really interesting stuff in the news here, plus the Walmart coin that we said we were going to talk about here to start things out, since both Chris, you and I brought the exact same story in without realizing that we had done that. It looks like Walmart, according to theblockcrypto.com, may be working on issuing a fiat-backed digital currency similar to Facebook's Libra currency, according to a new patent filing. They then link to the actual filing published by the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office on Thursday, outlining a method for, quote, generating one digital currency unit by tying the one digital currency unit to a regular currency.
It amazes me that they're trying to patent stablecoin, considering that it's already there's so much prior art.
I wonder if they're going to sue all the people who are already doing that.
Like,
and if so, would it make any difference? And who are they going to sue, for that matter, over, say, USDT?
There's more on the way here. We can talk about it. The Walmart coin, is it coming soon? 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's our toll-free number. You can join us here. This is Free Talk Live.
Don't you hate that feeling in the pit of your stomach when the police pull you over? Most people have no idea how to handle it properly, and they promptly get fed into the municipal fee-generating meat grinder. Or maybe you recall that feeling you get when you go to the mailbox and see one or more letters from the IRS. You get a sense of impending doom, don't you? So let me ask you, if you could learn how to use the law to beat the IRS, traffic tickets, almost any courtroom scenario, collectors, credit card debt, and even a mortgage debt because of fraud perpetrated against you, would that be worth knowing about? Don't laugh. Investigate. Check out the life-changing benefits of the Lighthouse Law Club at their website, lighthouselaw.club. That's lighthouselaw.club. And while you're at it, visit the Lighthouse Law Club YouTube channel. You might be in for a pleasant surprise.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says he's negotiated a deal that will make it easier for American farmers to export beef to the European Union.
My administration is standing up for our farmers and ranchers like never before. We're protecting our farmers.
The deal will lower trade barriers with the EU, and the president estimates it will increase duty-free exports to $420 million. The White House is cheering the latest jobs numbers. White House spokesman Hogan Gidley tells Fox News the economy added 164,000 jobs in the month of July.
Another victory, not just for this president and the affirmation of his policies, but it's a victory for the American people. We now have more jobs available than people to fill them. More people are employed in this country than ever before.
And your final numbers on Wall Street for the week. The Dow lost 98 points to close at 26,485. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right. Call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. You may dial toll-free and join us here. Our number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. My Magic Mud is an amazing black tooth powder made of charcoalized coconut shells and bentonite clay. It's clinically proven to whiten teeth. They've got some other great products that they've introduced in recent years as well, including a tooth paste. So they started with black tooth powder, and now they have black tooth paste that I've got right up in the studio restroom here. Very, very good stuff. You can go try it for yourself with a 20% off discount by using code FTL20 over at MyMagicMud.com. Now, if you want to, you can always, you know, leave the house and go and buy some in physical locations, because they're now available in most health food stores like Sprouts, CVS, Natural Grocers, and even Walmart's Natural Beauty aisle. In fact, we're going to get back into Walmart here in just a moment. But if you want to save 20% and help us out a little bit as well, you can go to MyMagicMud.com and use code FTL20. It's a great product, and it's all natural, so you know, you swallow it or your kids accidentally swallow it or whatever, or even on purpose, totally fine. MyMagicMud.com, code FTL20. It's Ian Nobody, and we've also got Chris in the studio with us here. We're going to go to the phones before we get a little deeper into the Walmart coin story. They're going to launch their own cryptocurrency. We'll find out more, but I think we've got Tim Pichot, the Liberty Advisor, with us. Tim, are you there?
Hey, Ian, I'm here. This is actually my first time ever using Discord, so hopefully everything's working right now.
Yeah, it sounds loud and clear. You sound great.
Awesome. Yeah, yesterday I was listening and heard you mention to Dave Ridley. You said, hey, it'd be much better if you called on Discord. So here I am calling on Discord.
Yeah, I mean, really? If people didn't know you were calling in, they might think you're sitting here with us. It really does sound that good.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, yeah, I had never heard of the Walmart coin until you guys mentioned it today, but I wanted to just make a quick comment about Facebook's Libra.
Please.
So the day before they released the white paper, I had a video that I released on World Alternative Media. I do videos every now and then for them. And my speculation was that it would model the special drawing right, which is the IMF. So if a lot of you are familiar with Creature from Jekyll Island and Federal Reserve, the special drawing right, I mean, not that it's like a sexy topic, but it's a basket of the basket of currency that basically the IMF uses to allocate to its member countries. And how it's broken down is 41% is US dollar, euro is about 31%, the Chinese yuan is about 11, Japanese yen is 8, and the British pound is 8%. And so it's fiat currency that's made up of other fiat currencies. And my speculation is that's what Facebook's Libra was going to be. And I listened to the testimony that David Marcus from Facebook gave when he was getting grilled on the Senate. And I can't remember the exact percentages, but it was almost identical to that. It was 50% dollar. I think it was like 20% euro. And so essentially this could be a, I think that basically Facebook sort of preempted the globalists, so to speak, and launched their own SDR instead of having it, go through a government. But it could be a situation where maybe all these senators and congressmen are saying how bad it's going to be. But if you remember how the Federal Reserve came to act, all the J.P. Morgan owned all the newspapers and said this is the worst thing to ever happen to the big banks. And so, ironically, it could create more demand for the dollar in the short run because since it's backed by the dollar, supposedly, then now they have to have dollars on a one-to-one basis, whereas a bank would can leverage it out 10-to-1. So I just wanted to kind of point out that was it's going to be the dollar and other dollar-denominated assets. It will probably mainly be dollar-denominated assets because a lot of there's about $13 trillion of negative interest rates in the world right now, and so they don't want to lose money. But how they're going to make money is, let's say they can get 2% on a bond. Well, they're not going to pay the user any interest, but sure. All of a sudden,
right.
$1 trillion, it's, a lot of money. And
they would then have their users in, giving them money that they could invest and then take the benefits from.
Oh, yeah, I've considered doing the same thing. The problem with backing it...
You don't have 2 billion users, though.
I don't. The problem with backing it with special drawing rights is those are unobtainable to anybody who isn't a bank. So so Facebook is going to have to pay out in national currencies. And the problem with paying out in national currencies is the drawing rights include both dollars and yen. Well, let's assume that dollars are way down and yen are way up, and then all of a sudden all the Facebook users in Japan say, oh, groovy, we all want our yen.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Facebook has to pay out in yen, and then it's insolvent. Because
it has to pay all of it in yen to the person.
Exactly,
who wants yen, right?
Because it's a person in Japanese drawing it in yen, so that so all the yen, which is strong, drains out of their portfolio. And but they would have to have some way of making people always draw out the national currency that they wanted drawn out instead of the one that the customer wanted. And I can't imagine how that would work.
And just to clarify, I wasn't saying that it was going to be backed by the SDR. I was saying that it was going to basically model
compete with it.
The SDR was working. But your scenario of how it would drain out, it's not a stable coin that is stable to each individual currency. It's a basket of currency that will fluctuate. So if the yen was appreciating, then relative to the dollar, then it all sort of depends on what the underlying basket is, but it wouldn't necessarily drain the account. You would get less money or more money depending on your currency.
The problem is in order to back a currency with a basket of currencies, okay? Your backing has to actually be the currencies that you're claiming as a backing in the same percentage as your backing currency. That's the only way that you're protected as these currencies, that you're always solvent as these currencies go up and down against each other. You have to hold them in exactly those proportions.
But you don't
pay out
like that.
You only
pay out
in one currency at a time. So anytime you only take in one currency mm-hmm. at a time. So anytime you have somebody buy in, or anytime you have somebody buy out, cash out, then your holdings are no longer going to match your basket of currencies, which means you either have to adjust your holdings, or you are subject to risk
maybe
when
they'll
those
use
currencies
some of the profits,
move relative to each other.
Maybe they'll use some of the profits from their investments to shore up and get some extra of the currencies.
Yeah, that's possible. They could if they had a slush fund of some sort.
What do you think, Tim? I mean, how can they handle this? They must have thought about this.
Yeah, I mean, this is something that, they've got guys that are just as smart as me out there. What they're going to do is they're going to have different trading algorithms on the Forex market that are going to automatically be able to hedge the positions based upon the demand of each country and currency demand. So this is something that can be done on a nanosecond level through trading algorithms that, most people aren't going to think of. I mean, I took out the domain name Robo Financial Planner, like, before that was even a thing, because I thought it was I thought it was going to be a thing at some point, and I need to sell that now. But but anyways, it's going to be done it's going to be hedged at either the options level or the Forex market. I mean, there's the amount of spread they're going to have is going to be enough that they're going to easily be able to take care of that. Again, I'm not advocating for anybody. I am a financial advisor, so I do not go out and buy a Facebook Libra coin.
You're not recommending that? Okay.
I'm not recommending it. I'm just trying to highlight how their underlying reserve is very close to what the underlying reserve of the SDR was.
Do you think that the Winklevoss twins are correct in their prediction, and this Walmart coin is suggesting that they are correct, that the Facebook coin is just going to be the first of a myriad of corporate coins like Google coin or Amazon coin or Walmart coin? Are we going to see a trend launched by Facebook?
Absolutely. I mean, I think there's going to be, as Ernie would call it, the GoldmanSachs.gov coin. You're going to have, probably JP Morgan coin. I think, everybody wants to get in on the action. What makes Facebook a little bit different is that they're going to have an alliance of 100 different people who are each chipping in $10 million a piece. And so they're going to have a consortium of 100 major companies already. So they're going to have a pretty big head start.
Tim Pichotte, what is your preferred website you want to send our listeners to? To learn more.
TheLibertyAdvisor.com.
TheLibertyAdvisor.com. Go check out Tim. Thanks for the call tonight, man. It sounded great. Definitely appreciate your input and expertise. We got more on the way. Your calls and thoughts welcome. Plus, we'll get into the Walmart coin idea coming up.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today, we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive.
Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate, fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA? Or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance. You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in lines available to you. That's where Tim's show was just a moment ago, and sounded great. You could sound just that good by going to our Discord server over at discord.lrn.fm and jump into one of those top four rooms, and you'll sound pretty awesome. And it's free, by the way. Discord is a free chat server that's available around the clock, and of course during our live show we use it, use its voice features to make it so you can call in. But anytime you want, you can chat with other Free Talk Live listeners there. There's the On Air Now room, there's rooms about cryptocurrency, gaming, and other topics there as well. It's all free over at discord.lrn.fm. And by the way, I do want to say thank you to Carl, who is a Free Talk Live Platinum Amplifier. That means Carl is sending $25 a month into the AMP program. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. The idea is if you support what we do here at Free Talk Live, which is talking about liberty and freedom and peace on a nightly basis, 7 nights a week here on broadcast radio and, of course, online as well. If you like what we do, then please do what Carl has done. Now, you don't have to do 25 a month. He's going way above what we're asking. I certainly appreciate it, but we ask for five. If you can do $5 a month, that's awesome. You can do it with credit card, PayPal, and you can also use Bitcoin BTC over at amp.freetalklive.com. Get some cool perks. That's amp.freetalklive.com. So you had pointed out, I think, Chris, I think it was you that pointed this out, that Walmart is now trying to patent the stablecoin concept?
Yes. That's what it sounds like. That's, I mean, I didn't read the whole patent or anything,
me
but
neither.
Based off of what I read in the story, yeah. Their patent describes, the quote, from what I understand, is quoting the patent, and the patent describes a stablecoin.
Quote, generating one digital currency unit by tying the one digital currency unit to a regular currency.
Right.
A fiat-pegged stablecoin. The blockchain-based, this story from theblockcrypto.com, the blockchain-based digital currency, quote, may be pegged to the U.S. dollar, the filing adds, and may be available for use, quote, only at selected retailers or partners. It could provide households with low income that find banking costly with a choice to, quote, handle wealth at an institution that can supply the majority of their day-to-day financial and product needs. Now, this touches on something that Walmart has been wanting to do for a long time, and that is open its own bank. Longtime listeners of Free Talk Live may remember this from years ago. I don't remember how many years ago it was, but it seems like most of a decade. We did talk about a news story about Walmart basically running up against a brick wall. You know, Walmart's got a lot of money. You would think they'd be able to pull off starting their own bank. But for whatever reason, the banking regulators have been reticent to allow Walmart to open its own bank. I mean, if you've been in these big Walmart stores, you've seen banks in the stores, but they're never Walmart's bank. It's usually some community bank or a credit union or something like that. And Walmart itself has never been able to offer banking
I
services.
I wonder if that regulatory thing is more of a monopoly concern than it is a financial one, or, you know, a regulatory compliance one in terms of operating a bank.
Yeah, it's a good question. I mean, because Walmart's motivations, you know, on one hand, yes, they obviously have lower income clientele in a lot of cases, and many of those folks have very limited banking opportunities. So it's good that Walmart wants to bring those people, you know, banking services. But on the other hand, Walmart obviously wants to save money, right?
Yeah, right.
Like, Walmart wants to lower its prices. I mean, that's one of the things that Walmart does pretty effectively is bring prices down. They encourage the businesses who are their vendors to figure out more effective ways to manufacture. No, they definitely do. Like, they actually send experts into their
manufacturing.
Encourage
is probably the wrong choice of words.
So. Okay. Let's say not quite coerce, but strongly encourage, strongly incentivize.
Yes.
Let's say that. But yeah. Basically, the incentive is, hey, if you want your products at Walmart, you've got to jump through these hoops.
Yep.
You need to tighten up your manufacturing process.
Mm-hmm.
So they'll send in pros who are like expert consultants at you know, making things more efficient. They'll send them to manufacturers and they'll say, yeah, you could be doing this better, you could be doing this better, and if you do all these things, you'll be able to lower your per unit cost and therefore you'll be able to lower our price.
I think it's more like, how can we cut corners in order to produce the product? And that's,
you can call it cutting corners if you want.
I mean,
well, the thing is, the difference between cutting prices and cutting corners is in the eye of the consumer, because the consumer is looking for a certain level of quality. He's willing to pay for a certain level of quality, but that varies between consumers.
Yeah, and it's, I think that a great example of this would be, for example, if you go into, and I've done this actually, identical lamps, right? I've gone in to Walmart, and I don't know exactly what the prices are, but, you know, for $50 I bought a plastic lamp, identical design. Go into
identical
Home
to
Depot.
What? I'm sorry.
Another lamp that I bought at Home Depot was identical.
I see. Okay.
Identical design.
Same manufacturer?
I believe so, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, it's identical in every which way. The difference was the one is made of glass and the other is made of plastic.
Plastic. Yeah.
And so the weight reduces the shipping costs, transportation costs, and everything
and
else.
And the price difference was what?
And the quality also goes way down.
What was it, 50 for the glass one?
No, I don't recall what the price was. I'm just saying, you know.
But was there a difference in price?
Significant difference in price, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was like maybe $110-ish at Home Depot for that lamp.
Mm.
And the plastic version at Walmart was like, I mean, you can only imagine a fraction.
Have both of them, in service right now? Have they lasted?
No. Of course not. Because
neither of them.
Because the Walmart one basically immediately started, it didn't burn the plastic, and the right type of bulbs were in it too, so don't go thinking it was the wrong, I had like the wrong bulb in it. I had the bulb in it, I think I came with it even. But no, it's, basically it cracks. The plastic cracks because it comes brittle with the lights when you use it. So it didn't last more than 6 months. I don't even think it was a fraction. I don't even think it was that.
But
I think it was
the glass one still going?
Yeah. Oh yeah. The glass one's fine.
Interesting.
Yeah. Well, I think we've got a similar lamp next door, which has the plastic style, and the plastic cover has been off it for years, but we still use it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the other thing you'll notice is the efficiencies are just terrible. If you look at the Walmart one, the wire gets really, really hot.
Really?
Yeah. So they're using not the proper gauge wire in order to.
Oh, dear. That's not good.
So it's probably a fire hazard, and it's probably.
That's a surprise, because normally companies don't want to sell fire hazards. They usually require UL certification and things like that.
I'm just speculating it's a fire hazard.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's technically not a higher fire hazard, but it certainly gets warm, like very, very warm. Mm-hmm. And that's usually a sign that it shouldn't be like that, regardless of whether or not, yeah. You know, it technically, I don't know, maybe it doesn't qualify. I don't really know. I'm an uneducated consumer. I just know that it shouldn't get, when a wire gets warm, like a power wire gets warm, there's probably a problem.
There's a good chance.
It's one thing if, like, you have an AC adapter and the AC adapter part gets warm.
Right, that's supposed to happen.
But the wire itself should not be getting warm.
I agree with you.
Yeah, well, I would agree with you that that's generally the standard for products produced in America. But basically, from an engineering point of view, if a wire gets warm, that's not a fire hazard. If it gets hot, it is a fire hazard. So in the case,
yeah, it's probably a fair statement.
In the case of an American engineer, he's probably going to make the decision to give you the extra tolerance and use a little bit of extra wire so that the thing stays completely cool. And that's more or less what we expect in America, but it's not necessarily that way everywhere in the world. The lower your standard of living is, the more likely you are to say, okay, well, I'm going to tolerate wire.
Mm-hmm. I'm kind of curious. Does that affect the efficiency? I think I recall being told that affects the efficiency of it. So, like, it becomes less efficient.
If it's warm? I would be surprised if it didn't, because heat is energy, and that energy has to come from somewhere.
Right.
Yeah.
So anything that's hot, any machine that's hot or loud is inefficient, because it's either losing heat energy or losing vibrational energy.
Yeah. So this is more of a Bob Bob question. My partner.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he would be able to probably tell you all the details of, like, why this is bad. I'm just kind of relaying information that I believe I've been told by him, that he's much more knowledgeable.
Well, I mean, look, I'm not going to defend all of Walmart's business practices, but I think generally their drive to help these companies that they deal with lower costs is overall a good thing.
I don't disagree that
whatever risks they want to take.
Yeah, I don't agree. I think the free market should be, free to produce fire hazard products. I mean,
but it is definitely true that companies like Walmart or Home Depot, they don't want to sell you a fire hazard product. That's why they generally require UL certification for anything electrical. Mm-hmm. So it would shock me if that wasn't UL certified.
I don't know.
There's more coming up here in moments. 855 450 free, because they don't want their customers suing them for their houses burning
down. It's probably more of a free product.
What is it costing you in vet bills for that convenience of just pulling open a bag of
formulated, extruded, processed cereal bits that cost a ton of money anyways?
How do you feed your dog to derive not only energy, but a good coat, bright eyes, and a great attitude?
Come to Dinovite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
I found his raw meat diet on Dinovite.com.
With just the raw meat and the eggs and the Dinovite and the Super Omega on top of it.
Try Super Omega fish oil.
Buy two, get one free.
Ground beef, white rice, eggs, including the shells, and the Dinovite supplement, and then the Lico Chops.
Try Lico Chops. Buy two, get one free.
It just balances out his body and his mind and his spirit.
Adding Dinovite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
Their skin is so much better now that they're on the raw diet. I don't even give them the kibble anymore.
DINOVITE.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.